attendance was great out here. It looked like you guys were excited and upbeat. But it's important to keep in perspective you're building towards something. This isn't the end of anything.
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, that's the message that we'll have for these guys for the next month. And, you know, don't waste what we did this offseason by not doing what you're supposed to do over this next month when they're not here. You know, today was a very good defensive day. They came out and played with a lot of aggression. Yesterday was an offensive day. We came out and executed well. So that's just the ups and downs of practices go, how practices go, and it was good to see our defense step up today.
Appreciate you.
You see a guy like Jordan Reed on tape. What do you see?
Man, you see a dynamic guy. You know, there's a lot of really, really highly touted tight ends in the league. You know, the Jimmy Grahams. I don't want to, you know, leave anybody out, so I'll just stick with Jimmy Graham. But and he's one of the better ones, and in my opinion, he's one of the best route runners. He can catch the ball almost anywhere, and he's willing to block. So that's a good skill set to have, and we're blessed to have him. It's just about continuing to develop, and that's all of us.
What do you plan to do over the next month? You got a little time here.
Yeah, I'll stay in contact with all the guys, make sure everybody's still working, and it's just continuing to stay in the playbook. I feel like we have a pretty good grasp on it, and what we're trying to do and what we want to do. And I think the coaches have seen what we have on this roster, and they're going to go back and prepare us for training camp to run the sets and the plays and try to attack defenses the way that we feel is best. So it was good for the guys to come out here, put on a quote-unquote show for the coaches to kind of show what they have. And now the coaches go back and reevaluate it, and I think everybody will be ready to go.
Does the OTAs and the minicamp go quicker because you guys have a better grasp on it? Does it feel better?
Oh, I mean, I'm sitting there. Andre Roberts sits right next to me in my locker, and we're like, man, we were just, sitting in Arizona together on New Year's Eve, and now here we are at the end of minicamp. So, time does fly. But when you're having a good time and you're doing great things, having great practices, great emotion, great passion out here, everybody loves what they're doing, it's going to fly by. And that's how you want it. We can't wait till the season starts, and it's because we're putting in the work to make sure we're successful.
It may not be something you want to think back to, but how different do you feel physically from this point last year to now? I mean, I know we talked a couple weeks ago. You said you finally let it rip, and it was like an epiphany, like, oh, I'm me again.
No, I mean, I don't really. I try not to have those kind of moments, and try not to really relate it back to last year. But when it comes to the injury, the farther away from the injury you are, the better you're going to feel. That's just the nature of our bodies in general. So yeah, I feel great.
Where do you think you've made the biggest gains on the mental side of the game, just from being in the league and getting to see things? And
I'm a confident player, so I kind of always trust myself. But the more experience you have playing the game, the more you just trust yourself and you can go up and make reads. We made a check today at the line, and, coach asked me after the play, did you make the check? And we made the check so fast, he didn't even see the check. So it's just little things like that. That it's the mental aspect of the game, knowing where to go, knowing where your eyes need to be on certain plays. And like I said, we're just having fun out here. It's more so a chess match than checkers with these guys out here.
It was still really early, but do you feel like a better quarterback now than what you were even at the end of last season?
No doubt. And that's how you want to progress throughout your career. I feel like I'm seeing things better. Just feel like as an offense, we're moving better. And I think Bruce will tell you. He told me yesterday, we're back out here playing football, man. That's the beauty of the game. When you can come out here and just play freely, be the player that you are, that you're supposed to be, I think the guys respond to that, and everybody's come out here and done that.
Is that a relief? I mean, not you're still working to get better, but to know, man, I feel improvements, I see improvements, you hope for it, but to actually be able to observe it and notice things coming quicker.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the nature of life. And, when I was running track when I was a kid, 1 year I'd run 57 in the 400. Then the next year I'd run 54. The next year I'd run 51. And then, you're constantly improving, knocking those seconds off. And I think that's how it should be. Every year you should get better. And regardless of the stats or any reports from last year, I feel like I got better last year. And if I didn't go through what I did last year, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I feel like I'm a better quarterback today.
That improvement doesn't always happen, as you see in some quarterbacks. So what's been the key just – of this offseason, you think, for your strides?
Yeah, I think it's an individual basis, and it's just how guys approach the game. It's not that other guys aren't preparing, that they're not confident. I just have a belief in myself, a belief in the guys around me that, when I prepare, when we prepare, things are going to go right. And that's just the way we approach it. You're sitting there at 3-9 last year, we're going to that game. I'm still approaching that game as if we're an undefeated football team. You know, you have to look at it that way. You have to have that confidence about yourself. And when you put the work in, it shows. And I think it'll show this year more so than it did last year.
Now 10 mini camp, or I guess 10 OTAs, a couple mini camps. How comfortable do you guys feel, and how much do you feel like you've learned of this new offensive system?
Oh, I mean, I think I've learned a lot. You know, Coach always says, if you think you know it all, you don't know it all, and that's true in any aspect of life. But I feel like we know a lot. I feel like we're in good shape. If we had to play a game tomorrow, I think we'd be very effective. That's a good sign. They threw a lot at us. We learned a lot, the receivers, the line, everybody. Learning the new system, the new guys coming in, meshing with everybody. So, you know, we'll be ready to go. We're ready to practice.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Have you dealt much with Ryan Clark at all? He's on the other side of the ball, but, you know, a veteran guy. Bringing in here, what has that been like, and what is it like to have a guy like that on this roster?
Yeah, it's great. I think what everyone points to is leadership, but you just can't come in and start talking and have people listen to you no matter what your pedigree is. I think he's done a good job coming in, showing it, working hard, and then making plays out on the field. Him and Mayweather back there work well together. You know, I had talked to him about that hit he had on me against Pittsburgh a couple of years ago. We took that play out the playbook, so it's good to kind of laugh and have those guys on your team. You know, same with Hatch. You know, Hatch is here, and he sacked me a bunch, you know, when he was in Dallas, so I don't have to deal with that anymore. And get to see them do that to other teams, other players, and we're glad to have them.
How does Keenan Robinson look? I know he's opposite you. He's leading that defense that you're going against, and he's still feeling his way along as he works his way back. But have you noticed how he seems as he leads that unit?
I mean, Keenan and Perry are two of the more bigger athletic linebackers in the league. So, you know, it's good to have both of them and have Keenan back out there playing and practicing. He seems confident. You know, he knows this is his shot to play. And I think he deserves it. You know, we're all out here working, and you don't ever have an entitlement type of attitude. But he's worked his butt off to get back from his injuries and shown us on the field out here that he can play. So, yeah, I'm excited to see him play.
Did you talk to him at all when he was recovering? How did he seem mentally as he had to work his way, not for one, but twice?
Yeah, I think for him it was just the process. You know, the first injury, he got to play a little bit and then got hurt. And then with the second injury, he didn't get to play at all. And that's just a long layoff. So you try to make sure he's staying positive. And he was positive the entire time. He understood what he was going through. He understood that he had to come back from this one, and that, you know, people are going to question his durability or this or that, or can he make it through a season? And like I said, you have to be confident that you can do that. And he's put in the work to do that. We've seen it. I've seen it. You know, I've been in there watching him all along, so it's been good.
I apologize for any repeats here. Once you guys wrap up practice tomorrow, what do you do during the off season? How do you spend your time off? Any doing anything fun?
Yeah, you know, like I told them, just, you know, check in with the guys, make sure everybody's still doing what they're supposed to.
I'm talking vacation.
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely go on vacation. I'm not going to tell y'all where I'm going, but I'm sure you'll find out eventually. TMZ or somebody will send out a tweet about where I'm at. But, you know, I'll take some time, not very much, but take some time to go vacation with the wife.
You know, you guys have been going so hard the last few weeks here, and then to kind of bring it back down, to have to rev it back up for training camp, do you hate that slowing down because you like to just go?
Yeah, I mean, I do, personally. If we could play a game tomorrow, we'd play, and I think we'd be very effective, this team. But, you know, it is what it is. We got a month break, but I think guys can now go back. They've quote-unquote put on a show for the coaches, and the coaches will go back, reevaluate, see where they need to put guys and where we're most effective at. And I think the guys will come back ready in football shape, because training camp is no joke. We all know that. Veterans know that. Rookies will know that by the end of tomorrow. And you got to come back in shape, ready to go.
What's one piece of advice you give a rookie to get ready for training camp?
Run a lot. And don't wait till the last week before training camp to start running, because that's usually a bad idea.